Welcome to Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This is Mike Effner talking now with Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer. Big win tonight at Indianola, 66-45. Really a shootout in the first half. You went to the locker room up 36-35 after trailing by 10 early in the half. So your guys really had to put the clamps on defense in the second half, and they did. You held them to 10 the rest of the way. Tillman Popson got really hot out there offensively and ends up winning relatively easily.
Yeah, we didn't do a very good job guarding, and they made a lot of shots in the first half. I thought, actually, when we went in ahead at halftime, I felt really, really fortunate just because of how the first half went. We were honestly pretty lucky that Tillman and Audric hit some threes in the first half just to keep it close. And then we actually put together a pretty good last 3.5 minutes of the first half to take the lead. But yeah, like the second half was completely different. We kind of made a few changes on who we were guarding just in terms of personnel, but then I thought our help defense was a lot better in the second half on McGraw as well.
I mean, that's a tough team to guard when McGraw's doing things off the dribble like he was in the first half, and the other guys spotting up and hitting threes, guys like Richie and Faust out there who are really good shooters. What did it kind of start with in the second half, I guess, to hold them down?
Well, I think our defensive positioning was a little bit better. We cleaned up some things at halftime just with where we wanted our help on McGraw's drives to come from, which allowed some of our other guys to stay a little bit more connected to their shooters. We didn't do a very good job in the first half. We really wanted to run those guys off the three-point line, and I thought we let them catch and shoot way too easily. And I thought we just did a better job of that in the second half.
13 three-pointers tonight unofficially. I think you had 10 or 11 the first time against Indianola, so you really shot it well against them this year. And Tillman Popson leading the way there with 6. I'm not sure if that's a career high or not. But
close. I think he had 6 one other game this year maybe.
28 points. Offensively in the second half, it took a little while to get going, but eventually you did.
Yeah, I thought our flow in the second half was really, really good. The last couple games I felt like when we get our big to catch, we've been slow to our actions a little bit, and I thought our pace to the actions after our big caught were a lot better tonight, and that just puts so much pressure on the defense, and we cut, and then if they make one mistake and they overhelp and Tillman's shooting like that, he's got an open three, and I just thought we did a really nice job of flowing offensively tonight. That's a word we use a lot, is yeah. We want flow. And I thought it felt pretty smooth and pretty comfortable tonight.
Big step up from Tuesday night at Pella Christian. You admittedly called that kind of an ugly game. Tonight, like you said, more flow. How big of a step was it?
Well, I think it was huge. I think the big thing is we have to be prepared to win those games like on Tuesday night. We've kind of been talking all year about, can we win? Are we tough enough to win on nights when shots don't go in? Obviously, I think you said we hit 13 tonight. We're not hitting 13 threes every night. So we've got to be locked in on the defensive end the way that we were the second half against the really good teams that we have to beat down the stretch.
Speaking of good teams, you got Dallas Center Grimes coming into Norwalk on Tuesday night. How big was this for momentum going into that game?
I think it's huge. Like anytime, I mean, I don't ever really enjoy losing, obviously. But I think just from a confidence standpoint, going into that game, I know Coach Rankin's going to have them ready. I think we kind of caught them off guard with our defensive game plan a little bit last time. I know he's going to have them have a few more answers in his bag in terms of how we guarded. It's going to be a battle. Every time we play those guys, it's a tough game, and we expect nothing less.
What do you got coming up the rest of next week?
Well, we actually play on Saturday. We play at the Crossover Classic at Waukee. We play Johnston at noon. So obviously next week's not an easy one, but that's kind of where we are as a program. We can't back down, and we'll go play anybody.
Yeah, the calendar is going to turn to February here pretty quick, and that's when you want to be starting to play your best basketball.
Absolutely. I already gave my athletic director a hard time because Tuesday's our last home game. And then we're living on the road the rest of the year, which, you know, hopefully it toughens us up for the tournament run. And, you know, I like the direction we're heading. I think the biggest thing that we need to continue to do is to try to put 32 full minutes together. Seems like when we're playing well offense, we'll have some lapses on defense and vice versa. So we just got to make sure that we try to clean that up a little bit and put as much of a complete game together as we can.
That's Norwalk boys basketball coach Aaron Pelzer following a win tonight, a 21-point win at Indianola. Congrats on the win, coach, and good luck Tuesday.
Thanks, Mike.